This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
More consumers are abandoning, or at least trying to abandon, processed foods, which means some big food companies have to rethink their business. They got to speed up their innovation process and come up with foods that the more health-conscious consumers out there want to eat. Marketplace's Annie Baxter spent some time at a General Mills sample table to see how all that's working.
About once a week, teams of marketers and researchers from General Mills can be found lurking around in places like this. It's a grocery store in the Twin Cities, and a General Mills team is handing out food samples in little plastic cups.
Would you like to try a crunchy bean snack made to satisfy your salty craving?
Oh, I shall.
The product is roasted broad beans, also known as fava beans. Right. It's getting developed under the Food Should Taste Good brand. And the General Mills team wants to find out if it fits the bill as the kind of protein-rich, healthy snack consumers seem to want these days. So they ask shoppers a lot of questions.
Have you heard of fava beans?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Apparently that unfamiliarity is not a stumbling block.
See, now this gives me the impression it's healthy, right?
Because it's just a bean?
It's a bean, yeah.
Awesome.
It's not made up crap. You know?
This outspoken shopper, Betty Lindstrom, goes on to complain about the kind of food she doesn't like. And her example is Cheerios, which just happens to be a General Mills product.
They're adding so much sugar to foods that makes me just, you know, so angry. I think I get like Cheerios for my husband and find out it's full of sugar, you know.
Awkward, but the marketing manager just rolls with it. No one from the team defends the company. In fact, they don't even identify themselves as General Mills. And it's probably because in a lot of ways, the effort here is to stop being so General Millsy, as in the General Mills that's fighting a backlash against big food and having a rather tough time of it. The other baggage they're trying to dump is the way the company, as a, you know, lumbering multinational food conglomerate, has traditionally taken years to develop new products.
You know, how do you compete with companies that don't go through all, you know, the hierarchy?
Carlos Torelli is a marketing professor at the University of Minnesota. He says small firms have the nimbleness to get products to market faster. And big food companies like General Mills are trying to act more like them, more entrepreneurial.
Instead of, you know, the old process of going in stages, you know, development of concept and then trying to develop a test market with a representative sample.
And the thing is, those smaller, nimbler companies are increasingly big competitors. Heidi Emanuel, the VP of Strategy and Innovation at General Mills, says those little companies used to have a hard time getting off the ground, and that's just not the case anymore.
Everything can be outsourced. You can hire people to do your manufacturing, your distribution, your R&D, your sales. Really, you can be a two-man show and outsource almost everything.
Back at the grocery store, a lot of customers seem to like the bean snack.
I think that's perfect.
Oh, we like perfect.
There are a few notable exceptions.
I didn't want to say it tasted like salted tree bark because I don't want to be too offensive. But it just didn't do it for me.
Comments like that don't seem to faze Liz O'Hara with consumer research at General Mills. She says her team wants to hear about the product's flaws.
We don't want us to be like this most perfect thing and be married to that execution, because then we can come out here and learn what about it's incorrect, because it will be wrong.
And in a debrief session afterwards, the team members even conclude that they need to gather more negative feedback in the next round.
Look for more rejectors to interview. All right. Peace out, friends.
In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.